Back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. Time for us to say hello to our friend Mark Calnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Happy Friday afternoon to you, Mark.
Happy Friday, Rich. How's it going today?
Going very well, thank you. My goodness, yeah, we were talking with you recently about you guys crossing the, I think, the 24,000 follower mark on Facebook. And then, well, you shared a post the other day with, the number of impressions that you're getting on Facebook and Instagram. And good Lord, what, it's up around, what, like a half a million?
Yeah, a little over that for Facebook, actually. And it's not really a really busy time of year. I mean, those numbers would have, like, amazed me any time of the year. But, yeah, I mean, like obviously basketball is our peak season and, football. To be quite honest, we're not out as much this time of year just because of the time of games. Mm. We don't have kind of real jobs, too, if you know what I mean. So, we're keeping our content up and we're keeping up everybody updated on scores and recaps. And we got coaches and whatnot sending us game stories and, we've been also, some of the local teams, college teams have been doing well, too. Huston softball is the main one right now. But that's kind of kept things going well. And, I was very happy with that.
I think you're officially an influencer now, Mark. You'll be getting those national sponsorships who come rolling in any day now.
Next thing you know, I've been on a roast.
Yeah. Well, I hope it goes better for you than it did for old TB12.
Yeah. I think they had fun though. It's great. I appreciate all the followers and all that.
Man, oh man, what a game you got to see last Saturday afternoon. I was following the progress on social media and ended up going 18 innings. What an incredible high school game!
Yeah, and these two teams are. I mean, it wasn't because one team was making errors and then two or three runs, and another team scores two or three runs in the bottom half. It was great play after great play, great pitching. Hayden Strout for Foxcroft to end the top of the 17th. He threw in pretty deep center field, and I posted a video of this. Pretty deep center field, and he gunned out the run. Caught the ball. The guy from second tagged up, and he gunned him out. One hop right to third baseman and get him out. That was a perfect play, and it was a dive and catch. But both teams made dive and catches. And guess what? They play again tomorrow.
That's fantastic. I love it. Well, I hope you packed an extra lunch if you're going to that one.
People should if they can and have, are in the area or want to just travel to see a quality game. Those are the top two teams in Class C baseball right now, and they showed why last Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, what else is coming up this weekend and in the days ahead that we should keep our eyes on?
Well, today Bangor baseball, who's been playing pretty well lately, play Class B contender Old Town. That's a big game right there, and so we'll see what happens there. But that's one of the bigger ones around. Next week, I think it's Wednesday, actually, Nokomis hosts Belfast in softball, and that's a big one. And, so a lot of big games coming up. I mentioned Bangor. They're 5-2. They're kind of on the rise. They're Hamden's the class of Class A right now. They had big wins over Brewer and Camden Hills recently, so they're tough. And I mentioned Foxcroft and Washington Academy in Tennessee. So a lot of good stuff on everywhere this spring season.
Mark, who are a couple of people, maybe one baseball player, one softball player that anyone who's maybe not tied to a specific team ought to try and get out and see if they have a chance this spring?
Well, I can imagine two in baseball, and they're actually teams I just mentioned in the game I saw last week. But actually, Colby Mulholland for Washington Academy, he was out for a little while. He's back now. I keep pushing my stop, but I posted a video of him hit two long home runs earlier this week, and he's a solid left-handed bat. I mean, as good of a swing as you see in Maine high school baseball. Beautiful swing. Also Jack Day, who actually got the walk-off hit for Foxcroft that day, and he got another win yesterday, I think it was. The game's been moving around in the weather this week, but Foxcroft got a win yesterday, and he had five RBI. So he's strong there. Kaylee Elkins, Lawrence, pitcher. She's led them so far this year, and been really strong in the circle. So definitely a lot of not a couple more. Maybe Natalie Simpson from Bucksport. She's been strong for the Bucks here early in the year. A traditional softball power there.
Mark, what's the last countable day for high school teams in the regular season?
That's a great question. I don't know off the top of my head, to be honest with you. But it's early June. It's that first week, that Wednesday of the first week. So
So it's not the end of May then.
No, it's the first week, and then the playoffs start, and then we move right along. But yeah, it's late. It's early the first week there.
Excellent. So we got a few weeks left of the regular season. Well, keep up with everything that's going on. Again, scores, highlights, interviews, so much more. Eastern Maine Sports covering high school ranks and, of course, college as well. And be one of the millions out there following Mark and Chris and the crew and what they do. Mark, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll visit with you again next Friday. Mark Catlin, Eastern Maine Sports, with us here on Dan.